Yes, what's going on, family? And welcome to Get Inspired with Ramel Wade. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. And today we're going to get straight into it again. And we're going to be talking about our habits and how habits either make you or break you. And at the end of this, I'm going to go through a three-step process of how you can, you know, use habits to change your trajectory and to become the person who you wish to become. But first, before I get into habits, right, I want to have a quick chat with you guys because as I'm recording this, it's the 1st of January 2022. It's a brand new year, right? Brand new year. And it's a time of year where we reflect on the year that we've just had and we look at the year ahead that we're going to have, and we either come up with one of two outcomes or thought processes, and that is what an amazing year I've had or what a bad year I've had. Sometimes, you know, the amazing year can be because of achievements, can be because of, you know, families growing, can be because of all different things, right? Or your bad year could be, you know, traumatic experiences, it could be losses in your life, it could be all different reasons. But whenever we look at a year, whenever we reflect on our lives and a certain time frame or a time period, we always go to the outcome. We always look at the outcome. We always look at the result, right? But we never look at what led up to the result. And this is because more often than not, we don't look at the process. Allow me to elaborate, right? So we look at the fact that we didn't achieve our goals. We didn't achieve the things that we said we're going to set out to do. We didn't, you know, keep our New Year's resolutions that we do every single year, right? But why is that? Your habits either make you or break you. Your habits serve you or they destroy you. It's that simple. And the thing is, we are naturally habitual creatures by nature. We're habitual creatures by nature, meaning that whether you like it or not, you have habits. Aristotle, I believe that's how you say it. Aristotle says, you are what you repeatedly do, right? So whatever you consistently do, that's who you are. That's what you are. That's what you become. But we don't look at our lives like that. We don't look at our consistent behaviors. We don't look at the things that we do repeatedly. We just look at the outcomes. It doesn't really make any sense because in order to get outcomes, there has to be a process. So what I want to do today is get us to talk about processes in order for us to achieve the outcomes that we desire. It sounds simple, and it really is that simple. When you've gone back through your year, when you've, you know, reflected on your time that you've had, it's your habits that have got your results. So you have to look at your habits to see where you went wrong, or if you've got the results that you wanted, your habits would have got you to where you want to be too. So you have to look at where you went right on a consistent basis. Because what you do consistently is where you will become. So what you do today, tomorrow, and the following day is what will take you to where you want to go, right? Or what you fail to do is what will take you to where you don't want to go. It's as simple as that. See, because your habits determine your direction, they determine your trajectory, they determine your future, right? And I've said it a few times already in this episode, but the staring at the outcomes isn't actually that helpful. You have to look at the processes. Because, as I mentioned, we're habitual creatures by nature. We're habitual individuals, right? So it's not about you saying, I don't have any habits, because you do. You naturally have habits. But it's about saying, what habits do I have, and are they serving me, or are they destroying me? That's what it comes down to. Your habits serve you or they destroy you. Your habits make you or they break you. Are your habits making you or are they breaking you? And when you get into that conversation, when you get into that kind of analysis, that's when you can make real ground. That's when you can really establish your trajectory and where you're going. Because if you've got good habits, that's taking you to where you want to be, where you want to go. You're going to get to your destination. You're going to get to your goal. Whereas if you've got habits that are taking you further away or further down where you don't want to go, you're going to go there. It's that simple, really. And this is why we're going to get deep into that conversation right now. You see, it's very easy for individuals to play the victim when it comes to life and when it comes to, you know, where we find ourselves in certain situations. But what I will say is that there are times when, you know, extreme circumstances in our lives, whether it's that's our environment, whether that's how our childhood, how we've been brought up, right? Or it's trauma, or, you know, three accidents, or, you know, crazy relationships, whatever it may be, there are extreme circumstances where it has brought you to this place, right? And there's nothing that you could have done about it. You found yourself in a place that you had very little control over, right? I respect that and I completely get that. But what I will say is, you know, I'm with you and I believe in you, because you can take yourself from where you are and you can walk into where you want to be. You can become the individual that you wish to become if you make the decision to take responsibility. If you make the decision to take the power back into your hands and don't allow your circumstances, all right, to dictate your destination. Don't allow your circumstances to dictate your future. You have the power. You have the choice. And I believe that you can do it if you make the right decision. If you decide to say enough is enough, and that this has happened to me, life isn't fair. I get that. Life isn't fair. But you know what? I still have the power and I'm going to go exactly where I want to go. I'm going to become exactly who I want to become because I can. I believe that you can do it. Okay, so now I'm going to get into the three-step process that we can take, right, to completely shift our trajectory or continue on the right path, right? Call this an audit. Call this a habit audit, if you like, right? I think we can do this often enough to keep ourselves on the right track, to make sure that we're becoming who we wish to become and that we're going to where we want to go. Step number one, right? It's about analyzing our last maybe 12 months, right? Whatever period of time you want to analyze, whether it's 12 months, whether it's 10 years, it could be 5 years, whatever you want to do, right? Analyze that period of time. Look at where you were 12, 3, 5 years ago, you know, 10 years ago. Look at where you were and look at where you are today. Has there been a change? Is that change an improvement or is it not? And I think we should do this for every single area of our life, right? So career, business, relationships, finances, you know, spirituality, if you want to, mentality, whatever, right? Every area of our life, we should do an audit for. Look at where we were and look at where we are today. You're going to have one of two results. It's either you're happy with where you've got to, where you are today, or you're not. There's no middle ground. It's either you're happy or you're not. It's either a shortcoming or there isn't, right? And if there isn't a shortcoming, this is when you need to look at it. So this is when you're exactly where you want to be. You're happy with your progress. This is where you want to look at the habits that you've had over the last however that period of time is, right? It's when you need to look at those habits and look at, you know, what you've done right. Because if you have got to a place where you made the changes that you wanted to make, you've become the individual that you wanted to become in that time, you know, you've reached your goals and your dreams in that time that you've had, right? It means that you're doing something right. It means that the habits and the systems that you've got in place in your life are correct. So you need to look at where you're going right and keep doing it, right? However, if there is a gap in regards to where you want to be and where you are now, right, it means that, you know, the habits and systems that you've got in place in your life currently aren't doing it for you. They have to be changed, right? And that's why you have to look at the habits that you've got in place, the system that you've got in place in your life, and look at, is it working for you? And I'm going to break down what this actually looks like. So for me, there was a time, right? See, I'm not in the worst shape right now. I could be in better shape, but I'm not in the worst shape right now. But earlier in 2021, I would say like beginning of summer of 2021, I was in probably the best shape I've been in a very long time, right? And this is because I was working out 5-6 times a week and I was eating so well, right? And for so many people, like, the, you know, your New Year's resolution or your goal for the next year may be, you know, to become more healthy or become more fit or to get a six pack, right? Or to get ripped or to weigh a certain amount, whatever it may be, right? But what it comes down to isn't the outcome, isn't just the end goal, isn't to just, you know, I want to have a six pack, for example, right? For argument's sake, That's the goal, right? And that's an amazing goal to have because you want to be fit, you want to be in shape, you want to be ripped. Cool, amazing, dope. But how are you going to get there? What does it look like for you? See, for me, the reason why I was able to be in that shape, and this is me just, you know, just reflecting, is because I had amazing habits at that time. I had systems in place. And when I say that is, what I mean is, so I've got a family, right? I've got a wife and I've got two children. And my kids get up early. Obviously, they're young. I had to get up early for work as well, right? So I start work typically at 8 a.m., right? And that means that it's a pretty early start. But I know that when I come home from work in the evening, it's very hard for me to then get a workout in because, you know, I've spent time with the kids, spend time with the missus, et cetera, right? And I've got stuff I need to do in the evenings. So I know that for me on my lifestyle, the best time to work out is in the morning, right? So during that time, I was getting up at around 5:30 a.m. in the morning, 5:45 at the very latest, and I was working out from, say, 6 a.m. till 6:45, right? Then I'd get ready for work, I'd go to work, and boom, my workout's done. And because I worked out in the morning, it meant that I would also eat better in the day because I felt good, right? I was energized, I released the endorphins, as they say. I believe it's that, I don't know, I'm not a health a fitness expert, but I felt good, right? That's what I can tell you for sure, I felt real good. And it meant that I ate well too, right? So I had the healthy habit of getting up early, working out before I started my day, and then I had a good habit of eating clean as well, right? And because of that, it meant that I was able to achieve my goal of being healthier, being in the best shape. But that's not where it stopped, right? This is why I say I talk about systems and I talk about habits and I talk about looking at things deeper. Because I had to get up early in the morning, it then meant that I had to also go to bed early in the evening because I need my minimum 7 hours. Ideally, I want 8 hours of sleep and I feel good, right? Anything less than 7, then it's not good for anybody, right? But 8 hours of sleep, then I feel good. So that meant that I had to make sure I was in my bed by 10:30 at the very latest to make sure I got my 7 hours, right? Because what would happen is if I didn't get in bed at 10:30 and I was going to bed at midnight, there was no way on this planet that I was getting up at 5:30 in the morning to work out. And then before you know it, you know, that routine was out the window. So because I didn't get to bed early enough, because I didn't prep my evening well enough, it meant that it would not have a knock-on effect on my following day. And I didn't get up, I didn't work out. And then it meant that eventually I fell out that routine and lo and behold, like I'm not in the shape that I want to be in. Right, because I felt like that routine. So it's a new year for me. So that's one of my things I need to get back is my, you know, my habits in regards to the working outside of things. But that's just an example to show you how, you know, it's not just about looking at the end goal. It's not just about looking at, you know, I want to be fit. I want to have a six pack. It's about, okay, how are we going to get there? What's the process? What's the steps? What's the habits I need to put in place? Because we're not just going to get there by just saying the end goal. We're going to get there by determining the habits needed. So for me then, I can look at my last 12 months, I can look at the time when I was doing really well with my fitness, and I can see that it was the habits of me going to bed early, and it was me getting up early to work out, to find the time to work out, right, that made sure that I reached that goal. So I now know what I need to do in that area of my life to make sure that I sustain and maintain that level of fitness for the rest of my life, right? And you need to do the same in whatever area you're looking to you know, analyze, where you're looking to reflect on. Analyze that period of time. Analyze the time when you was doing well with something. Why was you doing well? How was you preparing? What habits did you have in place, right? That's what you need to do. And it really works really well. And that's step one. That's what you need to do. That's step one. You evaluate where you were 12 months ago or where you were 5 years ago, wherever it was, the period of time was. You look at where you are now, are you happy with the change or are you not, right? That's step one. If you are happy with the change, then look at the habits that you've been doing, keep doing those things. If you're not happy with the change, then we need to look at those habits and what we need to change, right? That's step one. Step two, right? And this is when it comes down to refinement, right? So step one, we've done an analysis or an evaluation of our habits, right? Step two is about refinements, right? So it's looking at the habits that we're happy with and refining them even further. Refining them to the point where it's like, you know, we know the actual step-by-step system and the triggers to make sure that it keeps us on the right track. And for the individuals that don't have the right habits yet, this is a perfect exercise because it's about writing down the steps you need to take. A bit like my routine when it came to working out. I knew that I had to come home from work. I knew that I had to, you know, sort out, you know, the kids, spend time with the family, with my wife and my kids, sort out dinner, etc. And then I knew that I had to be in bed by 9:30. So whatever, 10:30 very latest, right? So whatever I needed to do, I needed to get done before that time. So it meant that I knew exactly what time I had in the evenings to get stuff done, right? So I wrote down that time I needed to get to bed. And then it meant that I would get up, like I said, at 5:30, and then work out. So you need to do the same. Write down exactly what you need to do step by step to make sure you reach that goal. The habits you need to implement to reach that goal. Write those steps down. Sounds like a silly exercise, but you know the power is in the detail. Because when you're detailed, it leaves no room for error. It leaves no room for mistakes necessarily, because you know exactly what you need to do and you can stay the path, right? That's step two. And step three, step three is the most powerful part of this process. Implement it. Take action. Execute, right? Execute. That's all you need to do is step three, execute. There's new habits that you've written down that you need to, you know, implement. Execute on them. When you execute on these things on a day-to-day basis, you then become that individual. You then become who you wish you were. You then become who you wish to become. Just because you're executing on the process. Focus on the process, not the outcome. Because when you focus on the process, the outcome comes by default. You're getting that, right? Focus on the process. So focus on that habit, get the habits done, and that outcome will come by default. Right, guys, hopefully that was effective for you. If you're listening to this at the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, the end of the year, it doesn't matter. I believe that these are tools, these are processes that can help us all to make sure that we achieve our goals and our dreams and that help us, you know, to become the individuals that we desire to become, right? So check out those habits, guys. You know, analyze those habits, refine those habits, and execute on those habits. And I believe you can have an absolutely tremendous year, right? Guys, hopefully that was, you know, useful. Thank you for listening. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow the podcast if you're listening on, you know, whatever platform you're listening on. If you're listening on iTunes, don't forget to give me that rating, 5-star, if you like what you're hearing. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I love you all. God bless, take care, and I'll speak to you all soon.